Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show. We are talking to Ron Onesti, the promoter of many a great rock concerts at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. Hey, Ron, you know, I've been to so many shows there, and I find it so cool that you're such a big fan of all the acts you have. It really shows when you introduce them. But one thing I notice is you really enjoy talking to the fans. Not many promoters walk the aisles and thank people for coming to their shows.
Yeah, you know what, Jimmy, it's really something because, you know, this is a business and it's something we've worked very hard to develop. And, you know, especially as in economic challenges that we're all facing, you know, people could spend their money just anywhere. And if they decide to come by us, I see it as a responsibility to give them a good time, to make sure everything's clean. It's a really quality experience for them. And, you know, also, when everybody's watching the shows, I'm backstage while they're watching the shows. I'm watching all of them because, you know, you look out in our audience and there's 900 people there. And every audience, I believe, there's somebody there that possibly lost a loved one recently. Maybe got canned from their job. Maybe had a fight with their spouse, whatever it was. And I see it as a responsibility, again, for 2 hours to take them away and give them some smiles. And that's what I tell my people. We don't sell music. We don't sell meatballs. We give them that. We sell smiles.
That's right. You keep it as a family atmosphere, too, which is so cool, not only with the crowd but with the employees. You know, having photographed there for 4 years, I just enjoy every person there. Everyone is really, really nice, and I think that's due to you and creating that family atmosphere. But more importantly, why do you think these bands keep coming back to the Arcata? Is it the food you serve them?
100%. Absolutely. So. And, you know, there is some truth to that because, you know, if we pay somebody $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, whatever it is, the money that they get, it's the same thing. Their price is their price. So they can go anywhere and get the money. So it's not the money. If you don't have the money, you're not getting them anyway. The sound system's got to be right. The crowd's got to be right. Sometimes a casino show, they'll play a casino show, and the casino gave all the tickets away. And the reality is people will get the free tickets, but they're not real fans. So they're talking, you know. So we have the right fans. But many times it's because, you know, we really spend a lot of time giving them great food, great accommodations, great trust. You know, they know when they come by us that they're not going to get bothered. You know, they get treated like family. Like you said, we treat our employees like family. We treat our guests like family. And we treat the entertainers like family. And a lot of venues don't do that. And that's one of the biggest reasons I think they come back to us.
Yeah, I think so. So, Mark, you have some of the things that are coming up with the Arcata?
Yes, the Arcata is reopening on July 10th with the Chicago Experience, followed by Peter Noon and Hermit's Hermits on July 11th. Then the following week with the doubleheader show featuring Savoy Brown and Foghat. And don't forget the always popular Cornerstones of Rock coming in August featuring the Ides of March, the Buckinghams, Crying Shames, New Colony 6, and the Shadows of Night. And Ron, I'm curious as to how the process of booking bands and staging concerts has changed since you first got into the business.
Great question, Mark. You know, when I first started this a few decades ago already, you know, getting the bands was a little bit more difficult, you know. I mean, there was a lot more of them out, frankly, and they were getting a lot more money, and there was a lot more levels and layers from the business model that they were a part of. But, you know, over the years, you know, just this business is just like all of your businesses out there. It's 150% relationship-based, and now I've been doing it for so long, it's a situation where it's gotten to be much easier for me to get some of the acts because they trust us. You know, again, there's a lot of people who they see me on stage, they see the bands on stage, they say, boy, that's really cool, I want to do that. They don't realize, just like in your business, just all the intricacies and idiosyncrasies that are involved with it. And there's things that can fail. There's balls that can be dropped. And they trust us. And now it's a situation where people are coming to see a lot more live concerts, live music, especially right now. It's changed again. You know, everybody has seen just how the reality of how it can all be taken away from us. So they're loving the live music. The entertainers are just as excited to come back. And this is going to be a really, really good turnaround from the way it's been. Not just by merely the fact that we got live music, but the excitement, only of the customers and the audience, but the entertainers themselves are so darn excited to play for us.
Right. With the pandemic, everyone is starved for music. And I think that energy between act and audience is just going to be enormous as we get going.
We're already feeling it. Already feeling it.
Great. Well, Ron, next up on your list is a band that refers to their devoted fans as heartmongers. So I guess that makes you one of them.
I really am. I mean, you know, when you see, we've actually filmed Ann Wilson from her PBS special, her VH1 special, and it's out there on Access TV as well. And, you know, it's one of those things when you just witness it and you just can't believe it. I mean, we all love the music of Heart. We all love those voices. But when you stand there and you watch it happen and you see her open her mouth and effortlessly this powerful thing comes out, it's just an amazing thing. And she's a great lady when she comes by us, and she'll be coming by us again doing another kind of a recording special. So there's so many songs I could have selected. Love Alive is absolutely one of my favorites, but there's so many other ones. She's even coming out with an album of songs from the 1920s, which I'm really excited about. Here's Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson, Heart with Love Alive.
Well, Ron, this is something you may not know. Ann Wilson had a speech impediment as a child, and it was actually singing. You'd never know this the way she sings today, but it helped her overcome her speech impediment, which is really something. And when Heart was first signed to a label, they only wanted Ann Wilson. But Ann said, no, I'm a package deal with my sister.
Oh, cool.
We go together, so... There's so many great stories about Hart. And by the way, in 1989, they were named as a Washington State treasurer. So they sort of have a state honor named after them.
Yeah, I when she played the Arcata, she blew me away. And I really like that song, Love Alive. It sounds a definite Zeppelin influence on that. We have a band coming up next that we all loved back in the 60s. And there's a drummer who's a Paisan of ours. And I was just wondering, Ron, does he play your place because of your meatballs?
Well, you know, it's hard to say which came first, Vanilla Fudge or the meatball. But but yeah, absolutely. Carmine Appice from Vanilla Fudge, legendary drummer. He comes with his brother, Vinny Appice, Appice, actually. He says that's how he says it. And every Thursday night, Carmine and Vinny and I do a show on the internet called Hanging and Banging. You know, it's Artists on Lockdown. We started during this whole lockdown situation. And I get to really get in their heads. And Carmine Appice is probably one of the most underrated legends of rock and roll, because you don't hear his name as much. But as we're doing this show and we're talking to some of the biggest names of rock and roll, that they're all huge fans of Carmine. You're talking about Eric Clapton, you're talking about Ted Nugent, you're talking about all these guys that really got a lot of influence from Carmine. And the song that we're going to be listening to is it was their biggest hit. It's actually, it was a Motown hit. But a couple of interesting points about that is, first of all, it was done at a time before they had stage monitors. So you got to understand, you know, how everybody depends on monitors on stage. They didn't do that, number one. Number two, it's 7 minutes long, the original anyway. And number three, they did it in one take. First take, Charlie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. So it's one of those legendary rock and roll songs that started it all by a legendary band, Vanilla Fudge. You keep me hanging on.
Yeah, and Ron, I'm sure you know that Vanilla Fudge did that a lot. They took other people's work, like the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby, and made it their own. And Appice was in a lot of bands other than Vanilla Fudge. He played with Jeff Beck, Rod Stewart, Cactus. He still tours, and hopefully he'll be playing your place pretty soon.
Not hopefully, for sure.
Cool.
You are listening to That Classic Rock Show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7 from anywhere in the world. Ron.
Yes.
Okay.
Mark.
There are some great rock and roll songs, and there are some genius-level rock and roll songs and songwriters. Your next act definitely falls into the genius category.
Yeah, you know what, Mark? This is just another example of legendary names that just, you know, took rock and roll and helped define it, like from Canada, Burton Cummings did, and Randy Bachman. This guy, this band, but I'm talking about obviously Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. You know, we had him play actually, and to watch him again, you know, you watch the guy's eyes, he's one of those individuals where you can literally see his mind work. And you know, it's no secret that his health has been challenging over the past, couple decades, actually from the 70s, from all that stuff he was into. But it's one of those situations where you put him behind the keyboard and it all takes over. And this song coming up is a very special song because, you know, we talk about you go from Rush, you do some heavy metal stuff, and obviously you do some of the classic rock of the 60s with Vanilla Fudge. And this band was just like, as I said earlier, Chicago was one of my bands in 6th, 7th grade. Well, then it went right into California Girls and the Beach Boys, the Endless Summer album that we all loved. And God Only Knows is actually came from the Pet Sounds album, mm-hmm. which is obviously a Beatles favorite as well. And this song is really, really special because you talk about love songs. There's a lot of them out there. But for me, this is combining the love song and rock and roll together. God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Song is magical, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And by the way, Brian Wilson has played the Arcata Theater, and for between, I guess, 1997 and 2001, he actually lived in St. Charles, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that where the Arcata's at?
Sure is.
Yeah, and right. I don't even need a map to find it.
No, that's true. What we have next is the voice of a band, a very famous 80s band, and the singers played the Arcata so many times, and yep. He's a crowd favorite. Who do you got for us, Ronnie?
Well, this guy here, you know, we just got off one of the most beautiful love songs in rock and roll with God Only Knows from the Beach Boys. Now we go to another love song, but from the 80s, and it just shows how, the voices are, the music is different, but the voices are kind of the same in a sense that they're trying to portray that whole love thing, but from a rock and roll perspective. Bret Michaels is actually one of the coolest guys in rock and roll. It's one of the best shows you'll ever see, most electric. He is so much into the audience. I mean, he literally reads the faces of the audience, gives the audience what they want and more. He takes over the stage. There's pyrotechnics. There's smoke. There's all kinds of stuff happening. He's jumping in the air. And that guy is ageless, I got to tell you. And Poison is definitely one of our favorite 80s bands. And I'll tell you what, Bret Michaels, if you want to see an 80s show, if you only see one 80s show, you got to come see Bret Michaels. Here's Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. The DJ said there's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky knowing what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Beautiful song. By the way, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland has said that the Arcata Theater has booked more classic rock era acts from the 60s, 70s, and 80s than any other venue in the United States. And the Arcata has also booked more Rock and Roll Hall of Famers than any other venue in the United States. So that's pretty cool.
That's quite a tribute to you, Ron.
Yeah, we're really, really proud of that fact. You can go to oshows.com, that's a letter O, shows.com, to see what we got coming up at the Arcata Theater and the Displanes Theater.
But that's our show for today, and I would like to thank Ron Onesti for stopping by, telling us some great stories. You're a class act kid.
Thanks a lot, you guys. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm older than you. Where are the meatballs?
There's no meatballs.
Should have brought them.
Yeah. We're going to close out with a song that I think describes Ron the best. It's not rock and roll, but we like this singer, and I think he's pretty cool, too.
Please join us each week for songs and trivia about the classic rock era. We are on every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, is available on Amazon. And you can view Jim's photography at jimsamariophoto.com. You can also find us on Facebook. And I believe our book is also available at the Arcata Theater gift shop.
Yes,
opening
it is.
Soon, yes.
Yeah, opening soon. You've been listening to the Classic Rock Show with guest DJ Ron Onesti of the Arcata Theater on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, and available on demand 24/7 from anywhere
in the world,
including St. Charles.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark